This is KWSO News. I'm Sue Matters. Warm Springs Tribal Police are investigating a number of suspicious fires that occurred in the Warm Springs Agency area over the weekend and yesterday. Warm Springs Fire Management and Fire and Safety were able to contain these fires before getting out of control. As a result of the initial investigation concerning these fires, Warm Springs PD is looking for anyone who may have information concerning the fires. They are attempting to locate Adolfo Beltran Jr. as a person of interest. If you have any information that might be helpful in locating him, please contact the Warm Springs Tribal Police Dispatch Center at 541-553-1171. Yesterday, Warm Springs Tribal Council discussed the disbursement of COVID funding to the tribal membership. Although the resolution still needs to be voted on, it was decided that all 5,336 Warm Springs Tribal members will receive $1,250 in November. Secretary Treasurer CEO Glendon Smith says there'll be no application process and payments will be automatic. Tribal members who have had any address changes should contact the Vital Stats Department to make sure they have accurate contact information for you. At Madras High School, they have a new school day schedule that includes 95-minute classes on late start Monday when school starts at 9:30. The longer class times extend into Tuesday, so students attend each of their classes over those 2 days. School starts at 8 a.m. at Madras High School Tuesday through Friday, and so Wednesday through Friday, students attend all their classes each day for 53 minutes. Tonight, Madras football was scheduled to play in Sisters, but unhealthy air quality in Sisters due to wildfire smoke is going to move the game to Madras. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. for the White Buffaloes and the Outlaws tonight at Stampede Stadium. KWSO will broadcast the game live here on 91.9 FM. Spectators are reminded that you do need to follow all COVID-19 precautions while attending all White Buffalo contests for the safety of everyone. Communities on the east side of the Oregon Cascades are getting hammered with wildfire smoke. For many areas, the poor air quality will continue through this afternoon, OPB's Jess Burns reports.
15 Oregon counties are under an air quality advisory, most in the south and central parts of the state. Deschutes County has been experiencing high levels of smoke for weeks now, says county spokesperson Morgan Emerson.
So we've been seeing levels up to hazardous for multiple days in a row, and it could be really draining.
The smoke prompted the county to move COVID-19 vaccine clinics indoors. Conditions are expected to generally improve in Central Oregon over the next few days, with much of that smoke shifting farther south towards Klamath Falls. Cities in the Willamette Valley will largely be spared. I'm Jess Burns reporting.
The Biden administration Wednesday proposed a polluted Oregon site on the Columbia River for top priority cleanup as a Superfund location. Monica Samayoa reports.
For decades, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers used Bradford Island as a toxic dump site following the construction of Bonneville Dam. That led to high levels of pollution in the soil and water. It also contaminated fish that had been a traditional part of the diet for Native American people. Yakima Nation's Rose Longoria says giving Superfund status to Bradford Island will give the Corps additional resources and make sure it is held accountable to properly clean up pollution.
Fortunately, having this site, Bradford Island site, added to the national priorities list will provide structure with enforceable schedule and milestones, which is desperately needed.
The EPA is planning a public comment period before making a final determination on Superfund status for Bradford Island. Reporting from Portland, I'm Monica Samayoa.
KWSO weather for Central Oregon, hazy sunshine with areas of smoke today with a high near 93. Chance of showers late today with gusty winds. There is a 50% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Cooler with a high of 77. And looking toward the weekend, they are saying mostly sunny and 80 degrees. I'm Sue Matters reporting for KWSO News.